So, Jeremy, question for you. If you went out today and played 12 holes, did you play golf?
Yes, I played golf.
Okay. So why is everybody assume that you got to play 18 holes to play a round of golf?
Because that's how they determined a long time ago it was supposed to be.
Okay. So I kind of think that's a little bit of a problem, believe it or not. And that's why we're going to do this episode today. This is Splitting Fairways.
Real golfers, real opinions. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Ryan, and today we're going to talk about something that came up on social media that got like a 500,000 views on our social accounts.
Wow.
Yeah, and thousands of comments. Like, I just threw this out there kind of as a, just off the top of my head. I saw it on our forum, and people really, really had some strong opinions about this. So, like I said, it started on the THP forum, which is, this place that we all seem to love so much. And, we have thousands of golfers there that are just talking golf constantly. If you haven't ever checked it out, check it out. A guy made a post about a course that they were proposing opening, and it was a 12-hole golf course with no par fives, just due to
That's
like space constraints, right?
okay.
What,
Weird, but
off the top of
okay.
your head, what do you think of that?
I hate it.
You hate it.
I think it's stupid.
Wow. Okay. I love that you just said you hate that. Okay. That's awesome. So I did. I made a post on it was on Instagram and Facebook. Most of the traffic came from Instagram though, and it just said, sometimes 9 holes feels like it's too short. I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
Sometimes 18 holes, you just can't fit it into your day.
Well, it's because if people want to play 5 hour rounds, that's why they can't fit it into their day.
And I heard a lot of that. I heard a lot of that it was slow golfers' fault. But even if it was a 3 hour round, or three and a half, four, sometimes you just don't have time for 18. So could 12 holes actually be the sweet spot?
What's the point of 3 extra holes? I mean, come on.
I don't
Half a
know.
round, half a round is 9, a full round is 18. 12, that's just like bonus golf, we'll call it that. But that you can't
Yeah.
post a 12-hole round. So what are we doing?
Can you not? I don't know.
I don't
I
know.
feel
Can you?
maybe
I
you
don't know.
can.
I never will.
I used to belong to a club where like I'd do the front nine and then I go back and I play one and two because they were just right up by the clubhouse. I do that every once in a while, so I get like 10. So let's before we get too deep into this, I love that we touched a nerve with you already though. Let's get a little bit of historical baseline here. Why don't you fill in the folks about kind of just a quick history of how we got where we are today with golf.
Okay, so golf was not always 18 holes. Early courses had plenty of different layouts. The US Open venue, Shinnecock, had 12 holes, and St. Andrews originally had 22 golf holes and reduced that to 18 in 1764.
Wow.
And eventually, after they did that, like the rest of golf just gradually followed, and that's became what it is today. A round is officially 18 holes.
Okay. So there's really not any like reason for it then, right?
I
It's
mean,
just
it's
made up
just,
like
well, it's kind of made up, but I mean, St. Andrews is, St. Andrews is St. Andrews. They made the rule, and that's what we all play by still to this day.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I don't feel like it's as I guess as holy as it really like has to be, but I might be wrong. I might be
I
wrong.
mean, I we've heard the we've heard the 3 6-hole for a round before too, like
Yeah.
that's been brought up. Now to me, 6 holes would be way too short. I think that sounds ridiculous too. Like, what are, I got 40 minutes. Let's go play 6 holes, or I should say,
Yeah.
I got an hour and a half. Let's go play 6 holes. That's what it
So
should be.
I could probably actually get behind that if I live close, like really close to place. I'm only about 12 minutes from my club. 6 holes for me, barring like just the occasional slow person in front of me, like that would be an hour. I could be off the course in an hour.
But would you enjoy that though? I mean, we kind of just said 9 holes sometimes feels too short. 6 would be immensely shorter. I would feel so unsatisfied.
If I just hadn't played or I just, maybe, I don't know. Here's the thing though. Golf is one of the very few, you know, sports or hobbies. I can think of a couple others, but it's one of the very few where you almost have to devote like a half of a day to it, right? You get up, get dressed, drive to the place, get warmed up. Your round takes 4 or 4.5 hours, depending on where you're at. Maybe have a drink afterwards. You know, by then it's 2:30 in the afternoon and you left the house at 8 a.m. That doesn't work for everybody. You know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you and I both have older children, so it's not really as much of an issue. But I'm sure you remember, like, when your kids are little, just like how tough it was to get rounds.
Oh, sure.
Especially 18 hole rounds.
For sure. When my kids were little, it was like impossible to get out and play a full entire round of golf. But yeah. I'd still get out. I still played in a league. I'd still get out for 9 holes, you know, once a week. And mm-hmm. and that was okay back then.
So you got your 9 holes, but say, obviously I know this doesn't happen at league because everybody knows league's slow as hell, but say you got your like 9 holes in an hour and a half. That's usually pretty good time for me. And you have that extra half hour. You squeeze 3 more.
Go have a beer. Go have a beer.
Oh, I'd play the 3. I don't know. Also, you know, I think we get so locked into things with golf that we kind of create barriers to people joining the game, right? A 2-hour activity is still pretty long. I'll give you an example. Today, I was behind a guy and his like wife or his girlfriend, and you could tell she was just starting to play.
Yeah.
So she was terrible. For her, that 2 hours was plenty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure like by about hole 6, she's like, you know, this sucks. I wish I could go home. 6 mm-hmm. hole round. That's the mm-hmm. way. I mean, that could be an option. I like the 3 6 hole loops.
Maybe on a like a executive course or something like that, I could get behind it more so. You want to go play 6 holes? Go play it here, you know? But a full length golf course, I don't know. It just, like I said, I feel so unsatisfied. Half the time I'm playing rounds of golf, I'm not even warmed up by the 6th hole. Or, you know, if I didn't have time to get to the course early and warm up, it takes me, you know, 4 or 5 holes to feel like I'm actually hitting the golf ball like I'm capable of doing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, it's understandable.
And then you're done and you're like, now what?
Now what? I know what. We go back to work is what we do. Get to work.
Yeah, okay.
That's our that's
sneak
our
in life. 6 on your lunch break.
Now you're talking. See? Another reason, right? Another reason.
Behind that. Yeah.
So we could do 6, 9, 12, 15, or 18, something like that, right? But
That sounds horrible.
Okay, so tell me all the reasons why this is a terrible idea, other than the fact that, you know, you just would feel unsatisfied.
It's just a terrible idea because I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. Like, it's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is, you know? It's been 9 holes and 18 holes for a very long time. That's how we report our scores. That's mm-hmm. how your handicap's determined. That's how the courses charge you. Like, how are they going to, you know, determine how many holes you played? Are they going to say, oh, you paid for 12 today, you know, get off the course? The course design is not laid out for that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Routing would have to change. Everything would have to be different. No, just no.
Okay. Fair. That's actually a pretty fair answer. Like, if we're talking about an existing course, you do have some challenges there that you're introducing to the staff, right? That's actually one of the better arguments I've actually heard, other than just it's stupid. So let's listen to read some of the comments that our followers on Instagram had to say. And some of them were just, you know, kind of off the wall. But first one, 18 holes will always be a round of golf. And I think, you know, that kind of goes to your point where some things just are, and that's how they feel. I do have to wonder though, like is this person just never going to play a 9-hole round? I mean, to me, like, I don't know. I did that three times this week. Cause you know, sometimes I just got 2 hours, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can, 18 technically is a round of golf. 9 holes is 9 holes. But I don't think that's changing.
Okay. Great comment here. This is a true golf addict. 36 is the answer.
So, I love that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. 36. I don't know, man.
That's a lot of golf, though.
I'll tell you. I ran into a couple, like one of my buddies, he's got like all his kids at the club now. He's got a bunch of kids and they're hanging out by the putting green as we were about to tee off yesterday. And they're like, yeah, we're going out again, play 36 today. I mean, they were just ready to go.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. We, you know, though, I mean, you and I'll do it a few times a year, right?
Sure.
Right. You got a comment that you noticed in here?
I don't know. 18 is too long when I'm playing like crap. 18 isn't enough when I'm playing well. I can get behind that. I can get behind that. I think I would change it to 9 more so for myself. Because sometimes 9 holes definitely feels too short. And there's been times where it's too long. But I can understand what he's saying. You know, if you figure it out, especially like in the last few holes, and you're like, all right, now I'm ready. Like, I figured it out. Let's keep going.
Yeah. I do get the part where, you know, it's too long when I'm playing like crap. And I'd say I've run into, like, you know, I've literally walked off the golf course after one hole. I was just like, it's not happening today.
Today's not my day.
This is a bad day. This is kind of a ridiculous comment, but just hilarious.
Okay.
Numbers in golf were thought out by a drunk. By the way, they probably were. We're talking Scots, right? In the 1700s. Yeah. So I don't think like you could drink water back then. You know,
I mean, they're hitting a ball with a little stick. Like,
exactly. So the numbers in golf were thought out by a drunk. 18 holes, 14 clubs, balls are sold by the dozen. None of this makes sense. Hilarious.
Is that the case for 12 holes, one ball a hole? I mean, is that where that came from?
That would, yeah. I would hope not. I'm on a streak, man. I have not lost a golf ball in, I think, 36 holes, man.
Nice.
So this kind of comment doesn't it? Okay. Start that over. This topic starts to bring in something that I think you and I have both seen a lot of in the last few years, that golf traditions are being questioned like never before right now, in my you know, observations. We have a bunch of new people to the game, and rather than them just adapting towards all the norms that we've, you know, experienced since we started playing however long ago, a lot of them are saying, you know, maybe golf needs to change. So the question is, you know, what do you think? Do you think golf needs to adapt to modern life, the modern new golfer, or no?
No, I just think there's too much established already. I mean, we had like over 250 years of golf courses all around. Everything would have to change. They'd have to reroute the courses. They'd have to do things very differently. And I just think there's too many things that have to be done to adapt. And not everyone's going to do it, right? It's not going to be a wholesale thing. Like, every golf course is 9 holes. Everything's based on 9 holes, 18 holes, 27 holes, 36, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Every single golf.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, by the way. Have you played many of those courses?
I hate it.
It doesn't make any sense.
I hate it because
they start people on all three nines, too.
That's just confusing. That's it right there. If they did it, like, if you want to go play 9 holes, go play this 9. If you're playing 18, you do this. But they don't, like you said, they mix it up. And then I've had instances where you make the turn, like first tee time off in the morning, I make the turn and the starter's like, whoa, you played too fast. Like, there's three groups in front of you. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Like,
dude,
no. Like, I've never been back to that course. And it's a nice golf course. I've never been back because of that very reason. So
that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Yep.
Just terrible. So say a new course is getting, well, let's just talk about, you know, the actual thing that spurred this conversation. I mean, would you go to this, you know, supposed 12-hole course that they're considering building with no par fives? Would that be of any interest to you, or would you just sort of shun it unless you had to play there?
Honestly, out of pure curiosity, I would go check it out at least once.
Yeah. I'd probably.
Will I go back? I don't know. You think you would like it?
Yeah, I think so. I like I said, like, as long as it's not too busy, man, that's like a straight 2 hours. For me, that 12 holes I could do in like 2 hours easily.
And then when you're done, you're going to be like, oh, man, I wish I had six more to play.
And I can't, because some genius thought that up if I wanted to. You know, so if you just are able to squeeze, I think any golf's better than no golf, and especially with, you know, modern kind of busy schedules. If, you know, you're able to squeeze however many holes, get out there and squeeze them in if you can. But I'll go ahead and respect your point that just because. That's like the dad answer. Because I said so.
That's why I said so.
Right. Anyway, we do actually, for as much conversation as this got on the social media, it wasn't talked about a lot on our forum. So we got a thread going on the forum here today. Jump in, tell us what you think. Would you play 12 holes? Would you play six? Is this just a bunch of hippie crap that, you know, is useless? Just let us know what you think, because we love to hear your comments. And with that, let's go ahead and sign off. I'm Ryan. This is Splitting Fairways.
I'm Jeremy.
And we'll catch you next time.